like a lot of good manufacturing businesses here in the province. You know, Leo and Helen Redekop started this business in the mid-80s. They were farmers who had a problem. They fixed the problem, and their neighbor said, hey, that looks like a good idea. Could you build us one? The next thing they knew, they were selling these to people all over the world. So, yeah, the business started in the mid-80s. My partner and I took it over in 2014 from the family. They had had a bad fire here on site that kind of caused the whole production facility to go up in flames. And so they were in their early 70s. They didn't want to rebuild it. And so we took it over and have kind of been rebuilding what they left us since that time, which was a great, great bones of a business, but with no facilities.
You built in 2014 and now you're expanding again. Tell us about that.
Yeah. So over the last, I'd say probably 4 and a bit years, our space in the industry has really grown. And so we're very fortunate to have kind of benefited from that as well. And so we needed more space. We're going to basically double the business here over the next 2 years, and that'll give us a lot more production capacity and space to add products for export.
You're expanding and producing at the same time. Any challenges there?
Always. Yeah, you got to juggle a few people and a few things around. But for the most part, we've got a great team, and my production manager is navigating it extremely well. So we haven't had to slow down at all through this process.
Tell us about the products you make here.
We make products for the combine, so harvest residue products. So we make straw choppers that chop up the residue. And then we also make a new product that mechanically kills the weed seeds that are in that residue coming off the combine. So these are all bolt-ons onto the combine that we provide to the farmer and then help them be more efficient on their operations.
Where are your main markets?
Main markets are probably Australia and Europe right now. And then Canada represents about 25% of our business, so 75% would be export. But yeah, that's really grown over the last number of years as well.
How does the Canadian dollar impact your business?
For the most part, it's kind of a neutral. We buy a lot of U.S.-based pricing products. A lot of our supplies come out of the U.S. Of course, our labor is all in Canadian dollars, so it kind of works out to a slight net win for us, but it's not as big a win as some people might think.
Steel prices, what have they been doing and what impact has it had?
Yeah, since COVID, we've seen price of all components go through the roof, you know, 30, 40% price increases on a lot of that stuff. And it's not really come back down, but that's all been kind of worked into the cost of the products at this point in time.
How many people do you have working here?
We've got over 60 people working at this facility, and then we have a handful of people in other parts of the world as well.
Pretty optimistic about the ag business these days?
Yeah, I love it. I've been in this industry for over 30 years now, and you know, I wouldn't choose a different industry. It's one of the best industries to work in.